Blog Talk Radio.
I want you can't tell me, I keep it sexy daddy so I can't fail. Keep it gangster for the cowards so I give them hell. Call me misfit, lip fit, a gang of trash. Rip this now cause I made a gang of cash. Like glam. Face match on and knock out. Ain't change, game on me, I run the game. If I gotta keep it gritty, so be it. I'm supposed to change, like simple. Dizzy balls ain't nothing with my mental. Natural born hustling shit, check what I've been through.
Hello and welcome to Fashion in the Know. Fashion in the Know presents Fashions in the Workplace this week. And we're gonna start with the 10 Commandments of Dressing for Work. It has been said, and it's probably true, that how an individual dresses for work can be a powerful extension of his personal brand, and also the accessories, the footwear, everything that a person wears to work helps to reinforce or diminish his skills and qualities in the eyes of the employer, supervisor, boss, whatever they may be, the person that hired you and is watching you do your work. So, there is care that you should take in choosing what you wear to work and making sure that what you wear to work is not what you would wear to the club or just to hang out on the street or whatever. Dress rules cannot be ground in stone, but there is considered appropriate workplace dressing. So if it could be ground in stone, though, there'd be a good chance that modesty would be included in the stone that would be grounded, because modesty is a virtue. So you need to get noticed for the work that you do, and not for tight pants, not for overdone makeup, not for skirts that are too short or cleavage showing out of your shirt. And it all undermines you when you do those things, when you show cleavage and you wear too tight pants or the wrong shoes to work, and it just leaves nothing to the imagination about you as a person. It kind of says, this is the kind of person I am, and you don't want to do that at work. You want to give off a professional atmosphere or a professional appearance is what I really should say. So what you want to do is keep it real modest, and for Casual Friday, I'm going to go there first because people don't understand what Casual Friday means. Casual Friday means that you are to wear something professional still and keep it modest also, but you can dress down. And the big dress down pants that most people have gotten into are khakis or chinos, as you want to call them. They are popular for dress down because they kind of still have that professional edge to them, but they're casual and laid back, unless your job has a Casual Friday where you can actually wear jeans. If you can wear jeans, I say wear your jeans, but wear your normal everyday jeans. Don't wear holy or ripped jeans or jeans with studs on them or tie-dye jeans or just, you know, those funky jeans out there that they got. They got so many different kinds. I'm not going to name them all, but just wear some normal, everyday blue jeans, you know, whatever kind they may be, whoever designer name that you want to put on, but just make sure they're normal jeans, whole jeans, you know, no holes, no rips, no studs, no none of that, if you're allowed to wear jeans. And for the guys and for the girls, if you can wear jeans or chinos or whatever, just match it up with a nice top, like a polo top. It doesn't have to be polo brand, but a polo top or some kind of, I don't know, summer sweater or a blouse or something, or a shirt for you guys, button-down shirt, or if it's not a button-down shirt, pullover shirt, just something casual but still has a professional edge to it that you could still handle your clients, customers, whatever they may be, and you still look professional. You don't look like you're stepping out to go to the club or you're hanging out on the street corner or going to the beach or whatever. You got to remain professional. That's what casual Fridays are all about. It just means you get to dress down a little bit. For the guys, you don't have to wear the tie. For the women, you ain't got to wear that blazer or those heels or whatever. But you still want to give off a professional appearance. And if you wear a uniform, dress down Fridays usually does not pertain to you because the uniform has to be worn probably 7 days a week whenever you have to be at work. So you need to remain professional and wear your professional uniform. Make sure it's clean and it's intact, and that if you're going to wear jewelry, minimize the jewelry. That goes for people in the office as well as people in uniforms. Don't overkill with jewelry. Don't wear big dangly earrings and things like that. And for guys, don't wear your big pendant or your big old watch or whatever. Just wear something normal, something professional that doesn't get too much attention. And let's move on down to the feet, okay? You should not have on flip-flops, okay? Open-toe shoes can be professional as long as that your nails, your meaning your toes are done professionally, your feet is done, your feet's not crusty or dry or scaly or any of that stuff. You can wear open-toe shoes if you work in an office, if you work in uniform atmosphere, I would suggest closed-toe shoes because most uniform atmospheres are places where something can be dropped on your feet and harm your toes or harm your foot, so you probably need closed shoes. If you're in an office, you can wear open-toe shoes, but wear the appropriate open-toe shoes. Ladies, don't wear, like, 3-inch heels that are open-toe shoes or even 2-inch or even 1.5-inch. Wear something flat and casual, something comfortable on a dress-down Friday, okay? And guys, you probably are not going to be wearing open-toe shoes unless you have a job where you're allowed to wear sandals. And if you can wear sandals, please wear professional-looking sandals. No flip-flops, no, like, any old kind of sandals that you found somewhere. I don't even know where to call the place you found them, but somewhere. Wear some professional-looking sandals. Even if they're not leather, that's fine. Just make sure they're professional-looking. And your feet is well manicured. That goes for the guys also. You don't have to have polished toes, of course, but your toes should have been manicured, and your feet should not be crusty or dry, any of that stuff. Your feet should be well-groomed if you're going to wear open-toe shoes. And you want to honor whoever is your boss or whatever, meaning just look the part so he or she does not have to come to you and say something, like whisper something like, I know it's Friday, but you're still not dressed appropriate or whatever, that kind of thing. And if you know that you're not allowed to wear, like, graphic tees or things advertising your favorite team, don't do it, okay? Leave them at home. Leave them for the weekend when you can do it on your own, okay? And, guys, don't copy off of each other. Well, you can, but people don't like it when you do that. And please don't copy the boss's tie. Okay, if you're going to wear a tie, pick your own. Unless y'all just happen to get the same tie, just kind of, if you didn't buy your tie already or you're going to buy some ties, don't buy one like the boss because he's not going to like it. Okay? They're very picky about who dresses like them. And I don't know the answer to why that is, but bosses don't like me to copy their attire. It's been known that they really don't care for that at all. So just remember to look good when you're dressing for work, okay? And I know some people like to get into the festiveness of the holidays. Don't do the festive dressing for the holidays. You can stick a pin on pertaining to the holidays. You have a pin that won't offend anybody or something like that. Or, ladies, you can put some earrings on pertaining to the holiday or something like that. But don't, like, go overboard with the festive outfit. Like, for Christmas, you want to dress in the red and the white and all that stuff and look all Christmassy or Santa Clausy or whatever. Don't do it, okay? Leave it at home. Leave it for the Christmas party or something like that when you're on your time and you can do it. And the same goes for you guys, okay? Don't get into that festive thing. I don't care if it's your favorite holiday or not. Just don't do it. Leave it for the party or after work, okay? And as far as tattoos are concerned, tattoos really should be covered up unless they can't be covered up. They're fashionable when you're off from work or at the beach or whatever. When you're at work, they don't really look that fashionable or very professional. If you have a half a sleeve or a whole sleeve or whatever the case may be, or even one tattoo, it's kind of not professional, okay? So they really should be covered up if they can be. If they can't be covered up, that's understandable. The bars hide you with the tattoo, so I guess he'll just have to live with it, okay? That's the reality of it about tattoos. And if you're going to get a new tattoo, I suggest trying to find some place to put it that you can cover up, okay? Not some place that everyone can see, because the tattoo may be great for you, but it might be offensive to someone else, or it just may not be professional or whatever. Okay? So, moving on, you just need to make sure that your clothes are professional, they're clean, and that you're groomed really well. And just, you know, look professional. You look professional probably to get that job, so look professional while you're working on a job so you can keep that job, okay? And just make sure that on casual Friday you don't become too relaxed and open up your shirt or women showing too much cleavage or whatever the case may be. So you just want to remember that you're dressing for the job when you get up in the morning. You're not dressing for whatever it is that you want to do, like you just feel like, I feel like I want to wear shorts today. No, that does not work. So you cannot do that, okay? You got to dress for the job. So moving on to the next segment, my next segment of dressing for the workplace is rules of appearance in the workplace. There are rules of appearance in the workplace, believe it or not. So what I want to say about rules of appearance in the workplace is you need to understand what's appropriate for your job, for your industry. So, and when I say that, I mean wherever you work at, I'm sure there was a dress code given to you or spouted out to you verbally or whatever at some point in time when you started that job or before you started that job, so you know exactly what it is that you are supposed to wear. And I'll use me, for example. I work in a hospital. I wear scrubs, and I work in perioperative care, so I am required to wear perioperative care scrubs. I am allowed, however, every now and then to stick on some scrubs that I want to wear as long as they're not too loud or whatever. But if I wear scrubs that I want to wear, that means I'm not allowed to go into the OR because OR staff has to wear perioperative scrubs. And recovery room staff who would like to go into the OR for whatever reason or think they might need to go into the OR during the course of the day has to have on perioperative scrubs. So for me, it makes more sense to just wear perioperative scrubs every day. That way I can go into the OR if I need to go into the OR for whatever reason. So I know that that's appropriate for my industry, okay? Whereas if I wear something loud or colorful that's not perioperative scrub wear, I know I'm not allowed to go into that OR under any conditions, and I will be reprimanded if I go into the OR. So I know that. So you, whoever you are, and wherever you work, you know what it is that you are supposed to wear. So you need to be able to wear that and not just add your own little things that you want to wear, like not wear shorts and not wear no shirt at all, and all of that kind of stuff like that. So make sure you do what you're supposed to do. And you need to make sure your clothes fit, okay? Don't wear baggy pants or a shirt that's too big or a shirt that's too small, women showing your boobs or whatever, okay? You need to make sure the clothes are fitting properly, okay? Make sure you have enough room to move around in your clothes and that they look well on you and they don't just hang on you like they're hanging on a hanger, okay? So, but you need to make sure that they all look good. And clothing and in dressing, we also mean shoes. Your shoes need to be well-groomed shoes, meaning they need to be, if they're shoes that you scuffed up, you need to get the scuffs off of them, okay? If the heels need to be fixed, you need to get the heels fixed, whatever it may be. Even if it's a flat shoe, it should not be run over to the side or whatever. Shouldn't be scuffed up. There shouldn't be holes in your shoes. Things need to be appropriately done, and the clothes need to look professional. And you can't possibly look professional if you're dressed from head to toe, and we get down to your feet, and your shoes are run over, or they got holes, or whatever. That's just not going to work. And, guys, if you're going to wear a tie, make sure the tie is the appropriate length. Don't wear a short tie and try to stick it in your jacket and hide the fact that it's way too short, or whatever. If that's the case, don't wear the tie. Wear a bow tie, or just don't wear one at all. Just skip it, okay? But don't wear a short tie that you're trying to stick in your jacket or hide the fact that it's too short, okay? And ladies, I'll say this part for you. It also goes for guys, but women, you tend to do this more than guys. Don't try to be too sexy, okay? Being too sexy on the job is not an appropriate place to be sexy, okay? You're supposed to be professional, not being sexy, okay? So keep those hemlines on the skirts at a moderate length, okay? At least probably, I want to say down to your knees. If not, if you're younger and you don't want to go to the knees, at least keep it down to your thighs and don't make it too short, okay? Make it so you're able to stoop or bend over or whatever, not so you're showing everything, okay? You don't want to do that. And the two tall heels, those are club heels, or as I call them, hooker heels, okay? You know better. Don't step up in the job with hooker heels on or club heels on. They're way too tall for the job. You need to weigh at least 1 inch or 2 inches if you must have a high heel. Don't go over two, ladies. That's just way too much. And plunging necklines, okay? Plunging necklines are a bit ridiculous because guys are going to look at you whether the neckline's plunging or not. So don't wear plunging necklines so you can't bend over because you're showing everything. Or even if you're not bending over, you're showing everything. Those plunging necklines need to be covered up with either cami or something, or put a jacket on or something, but don't go around showing plunging necklines. And I'm sending this one out to the people who work in uniforms like I do. Don't do exposed undergarments because people who wear scrubs tend to do this a lot. Don't wear polka dot panties underneath scrubs. You can see them, believe it or not, unless you're wearing navy blue or something. And it's just not cool. And don't wear the wrong color bras, lady, underneath the blouses and underneath scrubs because you can see that too. So it's just not professional. It does not look professional at all. And you need to, ladies, your legs don't have to be covered in the summertime, I'm going to say, but they need to not be ashy and they need to be like, you know, just groomed well. If you're a very hairy lady, you need to shave and get some of the hair off so you don't look like the werewolf woman, okay? Just keep it professional any way that you can. And you just want to make sure that as you wear glasses, make sure that they fit your face. They're not on your nose. I know some people like to wear them on their nose. That's cool if that's the way you like to wear them. But if that's not the way you like to wear them, then wear them on your face the appropriate way. Glasses should be stylish, actually. They should do something for your appearance. And they should fit properly. They shouldn't be sliding down all the time and you got to keep pushing them up all the time or whatever. And you just don't want to be playing with them all the time and doing stuff with your face because it becomes distracting to your client or your customer, okay? And you should never, ever come to work with wet hair. Make sure your hair is dry, ladies. Ladies with long hair, even ladies with short hair, or men. Your hair should be groomed and dry when you walk into the workplace. It should not be wet and all over your head. You can't possibly be fashionably stylish if your hair is wet and you are dressed. That does not work, okay? So make sure your hair is dry. And ladies, pay attention to your handbag that you are carrying when you're supposed to be professional or your briefcase. Just make sure that you keep it all clean, neat, the zippers are working and not hanging off, the bag is able to be closed, and It just needs to look neat from the outside. No one cares what your bag looks like on the inside because no one's going to see the inside unless you show them but you. But from the outside, the appearance needs to be professional and neat looking. It should not be some bag that you've had for 20 years and it's falling apart and you just love it to death so you want to bring it to work. No. If that is the case, then what you need to do is save that bag for a weekend or when you're off and you can use that bag then. But carry a professional-looking bag when you are at work and make sure it looks good. And your briefcase should not be scuffed up or broken or dented or just not able to close and papers hanging out of it and all that stuff. And backpacks are not really professional attire for people who work in offices. You can bring it, but you need to put it away somewhere. People who work in nursing, that's a different story because you tend to carry other stuff, so you can carry a backpack and you're going to throw it in your locker, and so your clients or your patients won't see it anyway. But backpacks have a collegiate look, really. They're not professional looking, really. And for fragrances, guys and girls, to be fashionable, you do not need to wear the whole bottle of perfume, okay? You just need a little bit so you smell nice, that's all. The whole bottle of perfume can be overpowering to anyone, to your boss, to your coworkers, to your clients, your customers, or whatever. So please don't put the whole bottle of perfume on. Just a little bit will do you, and it's not meant for you to smell it. It's meant for someone else to smell it. And if you work in nursing, you really should not do perfume at all because it bothers the patients who are coming out of anesthesia or who are sick. They're having problems anyway with smells and things because they are sick. And perfume just adds to the aggravation of their having problems with smells and things. And believe it or not, ladies, wearing nude pantyhose is hip. It's the cool thing to do because it looks like your legs, okay? It gives a more finished look instead of wearing colorful ones. Although tights and colorful stockings are in if that's what you want to wear, and they can add a little edge to your outfit without overdoing it for the professional atmosphere. Or if they just kind of match your outfit and make it look cute, that'll work too, okay? And your shoes should be polished and well kept, as I said before. Make sure they are in good condition because people notice your feet, believe it or not. They actually do. And, guys, you should avoid ankle socks with slacks because when those slacks rise up, we can see that they are ankle socks. And so they need to be appropriate length so that we don't see our ankles because that's not professional, nor is that cool. It just does not look quite right. So you need to make sure that your socks are not ankle-length. And back to you, ladies. If you're going to wear open-toe shoes, you need to get a pedicure. Make sure those toes are well done and make sure they're well-groomed and it's that they look good. And don't over-accessorize, as I said before. Accessories are meant to complement your outfit, not overpower it. So you are to wear minimal jewelry, okay, just enough to complement your outfit. And your jewelry should not be noisy, especially in the medical field. It should not be noisy because it's disturbing to the patients as well as to your coworkers and as well as to your boss. In the office, it also can be disturbing because people are trying to do work and trying to deal with their clients, and noisy jewelry can be very distracting and very aggravating. So please don't wear noisy jewelry. So when you move your arm, you can actually you wear your jewelry without it making a lot of noise. You need to pay attention to your watch also and make sure that the watch is like on time, that it's a decent watch and not, you know, a messy watch, or maybe it's childlike and you're not a child. So make sure it's appropriate for the workplace. Facial hair for men shouldn't overwhelm your face. It should be well groomed and shaven in places that it should be shaven and cut nice and neatly and should be clean, of course. It should not be a bushy beard or just overpowering. And your hair needs to be cut and shaped up, okay? So So you need to make sure that all of this is done. And if you grow facial hair on a weekend or on a vacation, it's okay to come back to work with this facial hair. Just make sure it is well groomed, okay? Just make sure that it looks good, it smells good, and it's okay, all right? And make sure that it's trimmed well. And you should wear rich colors to portray authority at work. I think that's a matter of opinion, but darker colors usually convey a stronger impression than lighter ones. And if you're giving a presentation at work, you should make sure the color you're wearing doesn't blend in with the background that you are using. You should avoid neon colors and over-flashy clothes for both men and women. You have to be cautious with bright colors, and clothes that are too flashy can be distracting and seems like you're shouting at someone if you're giving a presentation. So make sure your clothes are not neon or over flashy. So moving on to my next segment of Fashions in the Workplace, we are going to take a little break and we will be right back with the next segment of Fashion in the Workplace. Okay. And here we go.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and your soul. Every Monday, it is Totally Whole with Pastor. Every Tuesday, it is the Old School Mix with the world famous DJ Davey D, playing the hottest old school R&B, hip hop, and reggae mixes around. Every Thursday, there's something new just for you. The first Thursday of the month opens with Total Empowerment with Angela Hardy of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. The second Thursday of the month is Reverend Arlene Cahette and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey talking about relationships. Get your relationship questions answered with One Love, One Connection, One Us. The third Thursday of the month is Reverend Jamel Gilliam with The Man Show. It's time to man up with the brother himself, Reverend Jamel, on The Sacred Masculine. Every fourth Thursday of the month, it is The Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. It is the self-help show. And just for you, we have a special on the fifth Thursdays of the month. We have Arlene Cahette coming back with Healing Paradigms. And she's going to offer you all the healing that you need. On Sundays, we have Updraft with the delightful Deletta Gillespie. You won't want to miss an hour or a minute or a day on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul.
Okay, and welcome back. And we're moving on to workplace fashion tips for men and women. I just want to say that the power suits for men and women may no longer set the style standard in today's business casual workplace, which is what workplaces have become today, most of them anyway. But how you dress for the office still matters. People who dress better are typically treated better at work. So if you come to work dressed professionally, whether it be in a hospital or in an office or in a warehouse or whatever, if you are dressed appropriately, you are typically treated better by the boss than someone who is inappropriately dressed. People who are dressed professionally or dressed better, or appropriately, I should say, they're usually given more responsibility and shown much more respect in the workplace than are people who are inappropriately dressed or not professionally dressed. So I'm going to offer some tips on what to wear and what not to wear so you can make the best impression on your boss, your colleagues, and your clients. The big no-nos of what not to wear. Business casual isn't a fashion free-for-all for anyone, okay? what you should actually wear during business casual is you should take the baseline look to start with is, first of all, three no-nos, no flip-flops, no jeans, and no visible tattoos. You should have tailored trousers, long-sleeve shirts if you have tattoos. You can do short sleeves if you have no tattoos. And that goes for men as well as for women. And you should have quality fabrics and things of that nature. I'm recommending jackets for men and trouser-style suits for women. And because we are in 2015, they have trouser-style They have trouser-style suits for women that have short sleeves, okay? There are jackets out there with short sleeves and some with long sleeves. So anytime that you want to add authority to your look, you should put on a jacket, okay? And there is a book called The New Professional Image, From Business Casual to the Ultimate Power Look, that you could possibly borrow from the library and read if you want some more insight on dressing professionally and what you should wear to work. So if you're unsure about your dress code at work, I think you should talk to your boss and see what the specific and like appropriate dress code is for work. So you can't go wrong with a jacket or wearing a suit. A jacket over some slacks for a man or for a woman, a blazer, you know, with some pants, or wearing a suit. You can't actually go wrong in that idea at all. It will always look professional and appropriate. Unless you wear a uniform, then you need to have on a matching uniform, meaning the top needs to match the bottom. Not a pair of scrubs with a sweatshirt or a t-shirt. You need to be matching if you wear a uniform, if it is a scrub uniform. If it is another uniform, it still needs to have an appropriate top or an appropriate bottom, depending on whether the job gave you the bottom or the job gave you the top, or maybe they gave you both pieces. You need to be appropriately dressed, not something that does not go well or the colors really should mesh. They shouldn't be too off because then you don't look professional either. If you're wearing one shade of black top and another shade of black pants, they should be pretty close to each other. And I know that may sound like it's pushing it to the extreme, but it really is because you want to look professional. So they should be the same color black or as close to each other as possible, not so many different shades apart from each other. And as I said before, things should not be too tight. There should not be too much makeup, not too much jewelry, and not too much fragrance. Those things stand at all times, whether you're in a suit or you're on casual Friday. So you need to make sure that you are dressed appropriately. So, men should not ever show up unshaven or dirty, unpolished shoes. And for both sexes, you need to look professional. Professional is the key word here, and professional is the word I will use all throughout this segment. And women have more opportunity to make mistakes, because there are more options for women than there are for men. For men, it's more straightforward, okay? But women don't show too much skin. So don't bear cleavage and don't show your tattoos if you have them. They don't cut it at the office and they won't cut it in the medical field, and probably not even if you work in an atmosphere where you need to wear a uniform, okay? Unless you happen to work in a trend-conscious field like advertising or fashion, then you can get away with possibly with showing your tattoos and maybe a little bit of cleavage. But cleavage can be a problem even if you work in advertising or fashion. But you can probably get away with some tattoos, possibly. So, if you are not sure, as I said before, what works for the job, then you just need to choose what you do know that works for the job. There's no possible way that you don't have some idea of what will actually work for the job. So choosing the right clothing is actually just one component of your professional look and looking fashionable at work. It includes good grooming and hygiene, as well as being well-rested and mentally ready to face the day. It all makes you fashionable for the job. So you need to make sure you get enough rest and that you've had your shower or whatever it is that you do so that you're fresh for the day. And then you will be in control of your day. So you need to portray, a professionalism. That is what you need to do. So, guys, let's just see what else you need to do here. There is some tips for men on dressing appropriately. Okay, guys. You're expected to have appropriate clothing. They don't have to be expensive or high-quality clothes. They can be just appropriate shirts, ties, slacks, and things of that nature, and shoes that are in good condition. Or you can wear a suit, like always, as I said. And you should have a minimum of at least 2 suits for the professional environment, meaning the office. You should have a solid navy suit, and you should have a dark gray suit, okay? Those 2 suits will get you through. Or if possible and you want to, you can have a black suit. It will always get you through. You should avoid double-breasted suits. A single-breasted one is usually current, and it's always safe. So that is one of the things that you should wear, guys. And the fabric should be seasonably appropriate for the season. You should not be wearing a wool suit in the spring or in the summer, okay? And you should not be wearing a linen suit in the winter or in the fall. Okay, guys? So you need to know which fabrics your suits are made of so that you can wear them at the appropriate time. The suits should be kept crisp and neat, okay? And they should be always available for you to slip into when you need to really give off that professional attire. You should also have a blazer or sports jacket, okay? That way, it's not too casual, but it can be casual. You can do a casual dress down thing if you need to or want to, okay? And you need to have some slacks of different, like, colors and possibly different textures for the different seasons. And as I said before, navy, gray, and black are the 3 basic colors that work regardless, okay? You should always have a white shirt. And you should always have possibly a gray shirt. And you can have a black shirt, but you don't have to. That white one is really important, okay, because the white shirt can be worn with many things. And you should have a couple different ties and make sure, as I said before, that the ties are long enough. And mainly, guys, 100% cotton works in either season. So if you do 100% cotton and no blends, then you will be good. Your shirts will be fine. Your suits will be fine. You'll be in, you know, good condition and able to dress professionally and appropriately. And let's see, guys, what else do I have to tell you here? You should have knee patterns on your ties or knee patterns on your suit, if they have a pattern at all. A small dot or a classic stripe works well, not something that's over the top. And bow ties, I think, are okay. I've read that bow ties are kind of out of the question, but I think they're okay. I kind of like a bow tie, as long as you don't look like a clown and it's done appropriately. They say forget pocket squares in your pockets. I say you can put a hanky in your pocket if you like. Just make sure you have minimal jewelry, and you should wear a watch if you have one, but not a sporty running watch. Or Well, most people don't own a Rolex, but you shouldn't wear a Rolex or a sporty running watch. Just a normal watch would be nice. And shoes should be either loafers or lace-ups, nothing gimmicky or buckly or straps or whatever. And so you just need to make sure they're casual and laid back and not too bulky and all of that. Nails should be clean for guys and for women. They should be trimmed. Hair should be combed, as I said before. And pants should be pressed or on or neat, not wrinkled or clinging to socks or whatever. You need to look polished and professional, okay? So you should have a real pin in your purse or in your pocket if you are a guy. And your handkerchief, if you're going to stick one in your pocket, should be very clean, okay? Not used over and over again to blow your nose. That does not work, okay? Because there are some guys out there who will just take a hanky and blow their nose and stick it back in a pocket. That does not work at all. It needs to be really clean and professional. Okay, so I'm going to move on to rules of appearance in the workplace, in the modern workplace. Okay, so what I want to say about rules of appearance in the modern workplace is you should talk to your boss and make sure you are dressing appropriately, and make sure you understand exactly what there is that you are supposed to wear if you are not sure. If you have been on this job for many years, as I have, then you pretty much know what it is that you should and should not wear. But if you are not sure, or you're a newbie, and you don't really have a good idea, and you're kind of guessing it or winging it, I suggest you just take a second, stop your boss, or step into their office and say, excuse me, but I'm new here, or I'm not quite sure what's appropriate that I should wear or what's inappropriate that I should not wear. Can you give me a little rundown on how I should look, you know, so I am professional and able to do my job appropriately? The boss will either hand you some paper with the dress code on it, or they will take the time to talk to you and tell you what it is that you should wear and you should not wear. And if you feel like you don't fit in, it may be because of the clothes that you're wearing, and it may not be. It just might be that people are being people. When you're new to a workplace, you sometimes don't fit in. You just have to go with the flow, do your work, and just let people know you know what you're doing. So it, you know, goes without a doubt that you are doing what you're supposed to doing, you're dressing professionally and appropriately, and then eventually the people will kind of just take you in, and if they don't, hey, I said the hell with them. You're not there to make friends, you're there to do a job. So I'm going to go over 20 rules every professional should follow. And I think I have done this one before, but you should know your appropriate, what's appropriate in your industry. As I just said, talk to your boss, okay? Everyone draws their lines differently. So what is meant by that is etiquette for you may be something different for someone else. So you may be able to wear something that someone else can't wear that actually works for you, okay? And I don't mean like shorts or low cleavage or whatever. But depending on where you work at, you might be able to wear shorts to work if that works for you on your job. Someone else may not be able to wear shorts to work, okay? And you just need to make sure those clothes fit you well. And nothing's too big, as I said before. Everything's fitting properly. And it applies to everything that you're wearing. Your top half, whatever it may be, blazer, shirt, whatever, blouse, dress. It applies to the jewelry you're wearing, not over the top, not too big. It applies to the shoes you're wearing. They should not be too big or clumping because they're too big. They should fit. So everything should be appropriate and should fit. That includes clothing, shoes, and accessories. The handbag should not be one big giant suitcase over the top. No, it should be appropriate for the office or for your workplace. And you should definitely not be too sexy, okay, in the workplace. Men, not too tight pants. No one wants to see your bulge down the bottom. Women, no plunging necklines. Nobody wants to see your boobs. We've talked about all this before. So basically, in the workplace, you just want to be professional and look the part. And you can give off a sexy vibe if you want to without showing too much skin or showing too much of anything, okay? And ladies, it is said that your legs really should be covered. I say that they don't have to be covered as long as they are nice and clean and neat legs and all of that. I think that works well if you are going to wear no covering on your legs. But if you're going to, nude stockings are best because they make it look professional and more like your legs. Unless it is wintertime and you want to wear tights with texture. I think tights with texture are rather cool depending on what you're wearing, whether it be a long skirt, long dress, or whether it's a short one, as long as it's not too short. A little texture on tights can be sexy without being too over the top, okay? So you can wear tights with texture if you would like. And we discussed glasses should fit appropriately. Glasses should actually give off a fashion statement. And there's so many different styles of glasses out there nowadays and so many different designer types of glasses out there nowadays. So you need to pay attention to that. All hair should be dry, as I said before. Pay attention to your bags, lady. Make sure they're not the suitcase or the briefcase isn't beat up or whatever the case may be. Perfume, we go back to that for the men and for the women. Please don't overpower the world with your perfume. Too much is as bad as not having any at all. Or I say if you don't want to wear any, that's fine. As long as you smell fresh and clean, it's all good. But if you're going to do the perfume thing, please do an appropriate amount of perfume, not overkill on the perfume. Some people want to wear the whole bottle, and that is just horrible because you just make people want to sneeze and you make them want to push you away and say, ugh. That's what they want to say because that's what I want to say. So don't kill with the perfume, okay? Shoes should be well polished or at least cleaned up so they're nice and neat, not scuffed up, scratched up, run over, or anything of that nature. And please, guys and girls, if you are going to wear slacks, please don't do ankle socks. It's such a non-professional look with ankle socks. It's so casual, so laid back. It's so like the weekend, so like you're home and just going to go to the grocery store or whatever. So please do trouser socks if you're going to wear slacks. Trouser slacks are so much more professional, and they're not very expensive, and they come in many different colors and many different textures. So you can match them up with your outfit, and you can have the texture you want, and they're just really professional and really nice and neat. Pedicures for guys and for ladies. Guys, don't feel sissified to go and get a pedicure. Your hands should look appropriate as well as a woman's hands, okay? Your nails should be manicured, and they should be dry, and they should be clean, okay? You should not have hanged nails or things like that or beat up nails unless you work in construction, guys, or do something really strenuous with your hands. If you work in an office, your hands should be nice and neatly manicured. And ladies, if you're going to show those toes, open toes, or guys, if you work in an environment where you can wear open-toed shoes, you need a pedicure, okay? Whether you do it yourself or you go and have it professionally done, you need a pedicure and a manicure. Those are important. Toes and nails should be dry, clean, and appropriately shaped, and they should just look rather well. And accessories, don't over-accessorize. Don't kill with the scarves, lady. Ladies tend to kill with the scarves, whether it be spring, summer, winter, or fall. I have seen many a woman with these giant scarves around their neck, and the scarf is not complimenting the outfit. It's just there because they like this scarf. Well, ladies, that's not cool, nor is it professional, nor does it look appropriate. Please wear a scarf that will complement your outfit and that is appropriate for the workplace. You don't look like you're stepping out the door for a blizzard, okay, ladies? Because that's just too much when you wear them big old bulky scarves. It's not complimenting the outfit, and it looks like you need to go outside in the cold. You need to wear a scarf that is appropriate. And there are many different ways of wearing scarves. You can always Google dressing with a scarf and come up with many different stylish ways to wear a scarf, which is appropriate, so you don't look over-accessorized, as well as jewelry, meaning necklaces. You don't need to wear 10 necklaces or even two. Sometimes it's too much. One is appropriate. You don't need to wear 50 million bangles on your arm or whatever. One bangle or one bracelet, that's very nice, will work. One watch, maybe one ring is appropriate. Or two rings if you have on a wedding ring and then you want a ring on your other hand or whatever. And not 50 million earrings, ladies, up and down your ear. That is very unprofessional. I don't care if you got 20 holes, 10 in each ear. Pick two holes out of each ear and put two earrings in and maybe a third one and let it go, ladies. Save those other earring holes for the weekend or vacation, okay? And as I said before, jewelry really should not be dangly, making noise and creating a ruckus, okay? That's just not appropriate, okay? You really should not do that. And don't wear the watches that have the cartoon faces on them or the children's stuff on them. I mean, you might have a favorite cartoon or a favorite child thing watch. Save those watches for the weekend. Wear an appropriate watch that looks professional, goes with your attire if you work in an office atmosphere. If you work in nursing, it still should be an appropriate watch. It should not be something childish or inappropriate. It still should be a professional watch. So pay attention to your watch so that it looks professional and goes with your professional attire, not just any old watch, okay? And as I said in the past, facial hair is actually okay as long as you guys groom it, meaning it should be shaped up, it should be trimmed, it should not be bushy and looking crazy, okay? Facial hair is okay as long as it's well trimmed and clean and all of that. And we talked a little about colors, that darker colors usually convey a stronger impression than lighter ones. But if you want to wear lighter colors, I say wear them long as they're appropriate. You might be the person who can carry off those lighter colors and still convey a stronger impression to people. Okay? If you're going to speak, again, make sure that the colors that you are wearing do not make you blend in with the background that you are standing in front of. And at all costs, I still say avoid neon colors and overly flashy clothes. They're just not appropriate for the workplace at all. So you need to make sure that you have the appropriate things to wear in the workplace. So I want to move on and say that fashion in the workplace is not a topic that is without big opinions. People have big opinions about what they think should be worn in the workplace or what they think should be allowed in the workplace. And so, since everybody's going to have an opinion about this, as I said before, you need to talk to your specific boss or supervisor and find out what is appropriate for your specific work environment. What you may be allowed to wear, someone else may not be allowed to wear. And I want to say that it's not how the fashion that you wear makes you look at work, but the power that it gives you to feel successful at work. So you need to wear clothes that make you feel powerful and give you that get up and go, that oomph, or the power or the incentive to do the work that you have to do. So, you know, what I am saying is that clothes, whatever you wear to work, will give you power or will take power away from you. So if you work in a professional environment, you need to dress professionally so you feel that professional atmosphere, you know, so you get that edge that you are in a professional environment. And let me use a different example. As I said before, I work in nursing. So when I put on my scrubs in the morning and my little earrings and my little bracelet or whatever, I feel very professional. I feel like, okay, I'm looking the part. I look like either a nurse or a doctor. I am actually a tech, but many people think that I am a nurse or a doctor because I look the part. I look very professional. I wear the appropriate amount of jewelry, and my scrubs are very clean, and I used to iron them. I don't iron them anymore, but I fold them so they look like they've been pressed a little bit or whatever, but I am very professional in what I wear, and I wear the appropriate shoes and everything. So a lot of people get the impression that I am a doctor or a nurse, and I am a tech. I am nor doctor nor nurse. So just to give you some ideas, you can go window shopping in the mall or in the stores and just kind of look at professional attire or attire for your work environment and get some ideas. And when you try on something, picture yourself actually wearing it to work, and how do you feel when you're wearing this? And is it giving you the confidence you need to do the job that you're doing? And kind of don't fret over the price. The fun is in the mixing of the high and lows. There's plenty to choose from in both categories, in high-priced stuff and low-priced stuff. So you're bound to find something that's appropriate for your work environment. Buy yourself a piece or two for each season, and you can update your wardrobe as you go along. And you can also... you can shop your closet and see what you got already in your closet that might work in an office attire or a professional environment. You never know what you might have in a closet that you might be able to pull out that actually works. And as I always say, if you're in doubt, wear black. It always looks expensive, no matter the fabric. As long as you don't have little lint balls on that black, please don't have lint balls on the black. That is inappropriate. It doesn't work anywhere, casual or in a professional environment. You get a stylish handbag. It doesn't have to be expensive handbag. And some stylish shoes and a little jewelry. To differentiate your outfit, make it your own. And ladies, you got it. Got the look, a professional look. Black can always be very professional. It also can be sexy. So that way you can have your sexy, professional look without going over the top. And you're making it your own with your little accessories or your little jewelry. So that way it works. And if you feel like you're screwed up for the day, just kind of own your look, okay? Live up to it. Be proud of it. Don't put yourself down and don't feel down about it. So just own up to it and be okay with it. And I read an article recently of a lady who had on two different shoes, and she didn't let it ruin her whole day. She just walked around like she was starting a new fashion trend. And believe it or not, that has happened to several people in the medical field. They ended up with two different shoes on their feet. So in the medical field, we're saved because we can put on shoe covers to cover up those shoes so no one knows that you have on two different shoes. But if you work in an office, you can't possibly put on a shoe cover to cover up your shoes. So as I said before, just own the look and make it seem like you did it. Like today, whether you know it or not, wearing two different earrings can be a fashion trend. So if you lose one, don't worry about it. Just stick it on with something that's similar. It'll actually work, believe it or not. So I just want to say professionalism is the key to whatever you're going to wear in the workplace. Just make sure that it is professional at all times. And you don't want to wear formal attire to work, okay? Some people confuse formal attire with business dress. So please don't mix it up, ladies or guys. Don't wear formal attire to work. That does not work at all. Make sure you do business casual on the Fridays, okay? So whatever your company says casual is, you can do casual. And if you need a uniform, make sure you have a clean well-fitting, appropriate uniform. As I said before, just make sure that it is all professional. That is the key word to dressing for the workplace. It needs to be professional and appropriate. I hope you have enjoyed this segment this evening on fashions in the workplace and have listened to the rules of the workplace and will take heed and know that you are professionally dressed and appropriately doing what you're supposed to do in the workplace. Okay, until next week, have a good evening, and I will see you then.
Yo, they want to know who's that girl. Think I want you, can't sell me. I keep it sexy, daddy, so I can't fail. Keep it gangster for the cowards, so I give them hell. Call me misfit, lips fit a gang of trash. Wrist glitz now, cause I made a gang.